Good morning. We'll be studying one key concept this morning. Nothing new. Things that I think that we should consider from time to time. And I don't hear about all that often. In John chapter 18, as Jesus is standing before Pilate, Pilate asks him a question. And Jesus answers the following way. He says, "For this I have come into the world, to testify to truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said, "What is truth?" Truth is unchangeable. Truth is the foundation upon which we should base our actions. Truth is of utmost importance. Truth requires change in us in order to be in line with it. Truth by its nature requires judgment whether or not one's in line with it. Truth does not change in different situations. Truth is not subject to negotiation, and truth is not subject to compromise. Of every man, truth makes demands. And it's not up to man whether or not he wants to be in subjection to it. Jesus also said, John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through me." The Bible. God's Word is truth. It is the one foundation that we have. It is the one unchangeable, rock-solid foundation. In light of all the change, in light of all the challenges that happen in life, the Bible is it. The truth there is what we can depend on. Now, when we look around in the world, we see opposites. We see them everywhere. Sometimes they go together well. Sometimes you expect them, and sometimes you need one or the other, and sometimes there's problems with opposites. Left, right, up, down, over, under. But sometimes opposites clash. Right and wrong. Heaven and hell. Blessings. Sin. Truth and lies. The same could be said to two general mindsets, which will really be the focus of our lesson. Liberal mindset. Conservative mindset. Now, granted, some of you might kind of maybe have already even rolled eyes. I didn't see any of that, but to say, "Ah, oh, it's a political year. We're going to hear a political speech." No, we're not. There are some aspects of this that can be applied to politics, but they're general truths that we need to consider as mindsets about how truth, how law, is looked at among different people in the world. I believe that our youth particularly need to think about this. That there truly is a conservative way, conserving what it is. Looking at the law, accepting it for what it is. That's one mindset. And everyone must make their own judgment as to how they're going to look at law. Or a liberal mindset. We're going to talk a lot more about that throughout this lesson. Let's go ahead and move on. As we look at definition, Webster's has several definitions we could reference. First being of a conservative, the word conservative, believing in the value of established and traditional practices, or marked by moderation or caution. A conservative approach to religion, then, would be using caution in making decisions, in using caution in deciding what one passage must mean and how it must apply to each of us. Largely going back to the examples that are given in the application of these principles in the Bible and holding on to standards that were established by Jesus and the apostles, particularly as we read the New Testament. Let's move on. From the same source, definition of the word liberal. Not opposed to new ideas or new ways of behaving that are not traditional or widely accepted. Not literal or not strict. So once again, as we said, it's an opposite to what we looked at as the mindset of a Christian. A mindset of a conservative, which would look at the fact that this law says this. I must understand it. I must read it for what it is, and I must apply it. And a general liberal mindset would say, it says that, but I'm not going to strictly apply it. There's another definition of this word, which is very different. It would be marked by generosity. And we use this term, obviously, as well. But that is obviously not what I'm talking about, that meaning and what we're looking at, that use of this word. So I want us to continue to look at, develop some ideas about the conservative mindset in regards to religion. A conservative mindset toward religion appreciates God-given ways. In Jeremiah 6, verse 16, we find these words. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. A conservative mindset would have been to follow what he said to do. That's not what happened in this instance. So we could ask, is there any real new, accurate scriptural teaching? No. Is there any new philosophy out there that will prove out to be better in the end than what we already find recorded for us? No. A conservative mindset would be to, once again, very literally, strictly, go by what the book says. A conservative mindset toward religion would insist on a book, chapter, and verse. We could turn to all kinds of different passages that would reference this and build this point. One was simply from Paul in teaching that he was doing in Romans 4. Began his statement with saying, what does the Scripture say about this? And went on to talk about it. And he referenced an Old Testament passage. Book, chapter, and verse. Looking at what it says and trying to apply it as specifically as we can in its application. A conservative mindset carefully speaks as the oracles, as a mouthpiece of God. This is not something that we're just making up. 1 Peter 4:11. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hence the old phrase, the old saying that we've heard, let us speak where the Bible speaks, and remain silent where the Bible is silent. If we were to speak as a mouthpiece for God, where is there room for additional interpretation or overlooking what we don't want to talk about in Scripture? Conservative mindset would follow God-given patterns. Patterns. There are patterns all through Scripture. Things such as Noah, given a pattern to build an ark. Moses, given a pattern to build the tabernacle. Solomon and aspects of the temple, the apostles in the church. Over and over, God has given patterns. God has told us what He wanted. We have no right to add or diminish, change these patterns. If we view and consider a conservative mindset. Obviously, I've gotten behind on my slides. Deuteronomy 4 and 2. God urged Israel to strictly obey His law. Said, "You shall not add to the word which I'm commanding you, or take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Okay? So let's contrast this with a liberal mindset. Looking for new, not old things. A liberal mindset is simply not content with the old paths, but seek new, or honestly unauthorized, as the application would be, unauthorized things. And like those that we read a few moments ago in the days of Jeremiah, literally make an application whether they come out and say it or not, we will not walk in these ways. A liberal mindset, in order to be able to justify what once done, will use little scripture. The use of scripture is scarce in many such sermons, such teachings today. Little or none at all. Often the plan of salvation, not taught. More emphasis on their own morals they would be teaching. Poems, stories, jokes, experiences and feelings being a focus of lessons rather than the truth, the Word. A liberal mindset sees little reason for discipline or hard lines in truth to be drawn. Instead, focuses only on the positive. A liberal mindset in regards to religion commonly end up redefining or renaming false teaching to increase its appeal. When we consider in the world, maybe religiously, maybe politically, how many liberal-minded people there are versus conservative-minded people, it's actually mind-boggling to me. Why is that? I believe mankind's nature is to figure things out on his own, and no one likes to be told what to do, or that they are wrong, or that there is only one acceptable thing. Let's consider a few more things here. We're going to move very quickly and look at several points in scriptures that support these points. First being the inspiration of scripture. A conservative approach to this would be that as we see in 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. A liberal mindset regarding the inspiration of Scripture will teach that Scriptures are at best to be thought inspired. Therefore, they're subject to your interpretation or to mine. We see also in 2 John 9 that anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. In regards to authority, a conservative view of this would be that all authority has been given to Christ and we are to be His followers. Jesus said Himself, Matthew 28:18. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. A liberal mindset would look and say that silence of the Scriptures, wherever you find it, would provide liberty to act as they wish. Compromise. Truth has no compromise. 2 Corinthians 10, I think I had an error there on the last one. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not, And listen to this again. As we consider compromise, these are the words of Paul. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. Does this sound like compromise? Does this sound like Paul was beginning his discussions with people to whom they didn't agree religiously? Does it sound like he was saying, well, okay, let's just find some common ground? Paul taught truth, and truth does not compromise. Whereas the liberal mindset in general is that compromise is central to everything. You're not completely right, but I'm not completely right. Therefore, we need to find some common ground. But that's not what we find in Scripture. Modesty. Conservative view regarding modesty for men and women both. We study Scripture and see that standards have been established independent of our own opinions. We could look at many passages, four generally listed here. One that I believe brings the point straight to the surface, 1 Corinthians 12, speaks of presentable and unpresentable parts. Clothing and parts of the body discussed in these passages in Exodus and Isaiah. Liberal mindset regarding modesty might say, well, if you have a problem with what I'm wearing, maybe you just don't need to look. Or, what makes you think that you can tell me what I can or can't wear? Homosexuality. The conservative approach would look at what the Scripture has said. The Bible tells us all have been created in the image of God, and we are subject to His laws. We could look at many passages. These are just a few. The liberal mindset says, we're all different. We're all unique. And who can condemn someone for being in a loving relationship, as they would qualify that? They might even say, well, God made him or her that way, and there's just nothing else that can be done. But there is a standard that is not being not strictly implied here. It's being ignored in the liberal mindset. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. God has created strict laws regarding marriage and sexuality. We could look at several. We know these passages. A liberal would say, well, we must follow the laws of the land up until we don't agree with them, and then we'll fight to change those laws too. And we'll disregard what the Bible says. A statement was even released, which I've not read the entire thing, where the Pope came out regarding something along these lines in the last week and called for a new understanding of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Music and worship. We can look, once again, the same pattern. We can look at what we're told and what was given as pattern and instruction to the first century church. Music and worship in the first century church, and as was commanded, singing. Whereas that may be disregarded by a liberal mindset and say, but instrumental music is so beautiful, and we know, and I feel so moved when I'm in its presence, when I'm in the middle of this, and it's just got to be, God's got to love it. As a matter of fact, God instructed and commanded instrumental music in the Old Testament, so we know that He loves it. We were told what to do. Examples were given. And a conservative mindset would look at that and consider that. Because that is what we were told. That is what we must go by. Church's work and organization. When we very begin the conversation of liberal-mindedness associated with religion, we would have to go back and consider things like things that have happened in the last 60, 50, 60, 70 years about changes of organization. Once again, the pattern exists. Specific commands were given about how to do things in the church. who was to do things, how things were to be done. Specifically here, to looking at elders, Ephesians 4, 11, 12. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the service to the building up of the body of Christ. Missionary society, committees, changing, sponsoring church function, unauthorized use of church funds. And once again, getting away from personal responsibility, whereas responsibility was specifically given to Christians here. There's a pattern that has been given. And when that pattern is diverted from, problems develop. Salvation. We could look at passage after passage of examples of conversion in the first century. And here's what we see when we do that. They heard the word. They believed it. They repented of sins. They confessed that Jesus was who He said that He was. And they were baptized. We see this pattern over and over, resulting in what we see, these things being done for salvation. That's what they received. In the religious world today, we see a diversion away from that, even though that's what we see. And we say, well, all you have to do is say the sinner's prayer. It's not there. It's not in Scripture. You'll see liberals asking now, is it even necessary? Is it even necessary? Even the point of, are we really going to be condemned? Is God really going to condemn people? What message is going to be preached? The conservative approach to that must be, as we see in Ephesians 6, 10 through 13, put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, having done everything, to stand firm. But what we see in a liberal mindset in teachings that are made is, let's just preach Jesus' words. Let's just preach about love. Let's preach on the positive. Why would we want to be divisive and turn people away? Once again, when the pattern of Scripture is avoided, problems develop. Colossians 2, 8 through 10. I've missed something there. Here we go. Now I'm back on track. Paul, writing to the Colossians, could foresee this very type of teaching when he warned here in Colossians 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in Him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in Him you have been made complete. He is the head over all rule and authority. Very clearly foresaw what was coming and gave us a strict warning about it. There is absolute truth. As we started our lesson, Pilate didn't want to acknowledge if there even was such a thing as truth, as absolute truth. So you could almost guess for a second as you sit there and think about that. Well, was Pilate simply an uneducated man by the position that he held? We would assume that he was not an uneducated man. But instead that he had a liberal mindset toward truth. He would not have argued that truth is unchangeable. He wanted it to be changeable. He wanted truth to be able to be compromised. But God's word is absolute truth, and it can't be changed. It can't be compromised. It's the absolute standard by which all decisions should be made. So, should we be conservative in our approach to understanding and practicing religion? As the word itself says, conserve. It's the safe. It's holding on to what you have. It's the safe approach. It's the only answer that I know to that question is yes. I don't think anything else even makes sense, considering the fact that God will judge us one day. Proverbs 3:3-7, we see, do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so that you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And finally, the words of Jesus, John chapter 12. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. For I did not speak my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. The words of Scripture are the exact words that God wanted us to know and to follow. Would you agree with me that the best thing that we can do is to attempt to follow His Word with our best understanding, with a careful, conservative approach to fully serving our God? That's our lesson for today. I ask that you consider these things. Consider as you study, having an open heart, that we truly try to understand what it is that we've been told to do, and truly attempt to shape and fashion our lives to find the things to match what we find written in the Bible. Much of the world will not agree with that and will encourage us to do otherwise. But once again, I believe the only thing that is a safe approach in so many examples that we find in the Bible is to have a conservative approach and strict understanding of what the Bible says. This has not been a lesson teaching. We did discuss these things, that what is necessary in order to become a Christian. If there are any here today, the opportunity is about to be, if you wish to respond to that gospel, now is the time. If there are any of the members here that have a need that the congregation can help with either, make those known at this time as we stand and sing.